Hello.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey.
It's Mario, brother. I was just giving you a call back as you asked me to call you today.
Yeah,
well, you know, Andrew, I mean, I really just, you know, I don't want to waste your time, brother. I just want to know. I know you told me you heard already canceled Apex, and, you know, I told you what we can do to get you on Google and do that for you, and you said to give you a call back today to talk about that. So I just want to make sure that you still have some interest and we can get that going.
Yeah, what do you propose that you can do for me?
Well, one of the things, the elite climate control, are you, what exactly, if you don't mind me asking, Andrew, because I know we spoke about a month ago, what exactly are you doing? Is it just HVACs or what are you doing?
Yeah, just HVAC.
Okay. Perfect. Give me one second. And then you said you worked Pittsburgh for the most part, right?
Yeah, in surrounding areas.
Surrounding areas, yeah. Okay. So what we had proposed is to place you there, you know, right alongside like Philips Heating and Air Conditioning, Bomer Heating, JDC. There's CalFo that comes up there on that first page, PGX Heating and Cooling. I can't pronounce this word. Stahl, STAHL Plumbing, Heating and Air, and then McVeigh Heating and Air. So what we had proposed is to put you on that first page. Did you have a website already for Elite Climate Control?
Yeah,
so we would promote the website for you too, place it on Google. We talked about running the ads, putting you on social media through Facebook, putting you on Yelp, which we work with Yelp, we work with Bing, and then we also work with Apple. And then I know that when we discussed the rate, because you were with Apex, I gave you a discounted rate, which I'll honor, which is $249. Monthly, with no contract, simply a month-to-month service. Right? I mean, everything that I included, including you, you know, putting you on that first page, is included with that. And there's no contract. You have the right to cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. But I think for the most part, once you see what we can do, especially being on Google on that first page, I mean, it's quite a bit of a game changer. I mean, I don't think you would want to cancel, but if you did, I mean, you definitely have that right. I would, you know, just advise you to give it a shot. I think you'll really be not only surprised, but I think you'll like what it will be able to do having you on that first page of Google, right? And try it out for a couple months, 1 month, whatever you want. And, you know, from there, you'll make a decision whether the relationship with us will go long term, which I'm pretty sure it will. But if you're not happy for whatever reason, you can, you know, stop the service at any time.
How exactly do you think you can get me on the first page?
Well, it's not that we think, is that we actually know so, Andrew, and I say that with all due respect.
Apex said that too.
Excuse me?
Apex said that as well.
Well, yeah, Apex is not a premier partner to Google, okay? And, you know, very quick, it's very simple, you know, to find out whether a company is full of baloney or not, right? I mean, you look at our company, I'll send that information to you, look at our reviews, we've been doing this for 20 years. You know, we're not in the business of jipping anyone for $240 and wasting their time. I mean, it's also our benefit that the company prospers because that's how we keep that premier partnership with Google. So the way that it works, that we guarantee you first placement on that first page, is that Google allows us to have that one slot for a particular category per zip code, right? So anything that has to do with HVAC, we have that one slot reserved, okay? Which means that I can work with a plumber, an electrician, a mechanic, you know, a locksmith guy in the same zip code. I cannot overlap that by working with the same person that does the same thing because it becomes a conflict of interest. You know, I don't know if that makes sense to you, but those are Google guidelines. So I couldn't work with another HVAC guy in the same SIC code, you know, in Kochberg, right? Because if you're getting more work than him or he's getting more work than you, then it would become a conflict of interest. So the reason I'm explaining that to you is because that's how we get that first spot on that first page reserved for our company for whatever business that we move forward with based on the category that you do. Right, so we have that available spot for HVAC, and that's how we'll get you on that first page. So it's not just because I'm telling you, hey, we're going to get you on there. I mean, you know, we work nothing compared to how Apex, Angie's List, Home Advisor, all these companies, they're third-party vendors, brother. They don't work under Google's strict policies and umbrella. I mean, we have to abide by their particular guidelines. So, you know, completely different. I'm sending you over our logosflash.com. I just texted over to you.
My zip code only has 600 people.
I understand that. We discussed that.
I want to get into other zip codes.
Right.
So where else can you get me?
A 50-mile radius from the registered zip code where you have the business. So the 15324 will do a 50-mile radius, which is what Google allows us to do. Right, so last time that we discussed that, because I have it on my notes, you said that was sufficient enough to cover the area.
I want to come up closer to the top if you're 20 miles down the road where there's a bunch of people.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
how
I mean,
we make that happen?
We cover a 50-mile radius. I mean, you're going into Pittsburgh, right? I mean, that's where you want your work concentrated from?
I want to actually stay away from Pittsburgh.
Okay, what cities did you want to be promoted
like west
in?
West and south of Pittsburgh. Are you from the area?
No, I'm calling you from our corporate office.
Where is
Orange,
that?
Orange County, California. Not sure if you're
okay.
Familiar with Orange County. Or have you ever been to this side of town? But yeah, I'm in our corporate. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty much known for that damn show on TV, Orange County Housewives or whatever it's called. But yeah, we're literally about, I would say, no more than 10 minutes from Disneyland here in Orange County.
One of them long ago is like Orange County Choppers or something.
Right. Yeah.
Bikes.
Yeah. The bikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
wow,
exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah, so we're able to get you in that area. It does cover that radius, Andrew. I'm looking, I just looked it up, and yes, we do cover that radius, and I am looking at my notes. I know I put pretty particular notes on what we discussed. You know,
I don't really want to be in Pittsburgh itself, but like, places like Bridgeville, West Mifflin, Baldwin, we call it the South Hills. There's a bunch of little towns, South Park.
Okay, hold on. Let me check something here. Yeah, we can definitely promote you there. You'll give me the city names, and I'll list them for our IT guys to promote you there. Because they're all within, I mean, they're all going to reach that radius that we're given by Google. So we'll put you on there. That's not a problem.
Thing is, you said if someone else is in that zip code, that you can't promote me.
We have you registered because your business is registered off of zip code 15324, Andrew. Right? We can still push the promotion. So when someone, right, and the south side is looking for, you know, the HVAC or any of the services that you render, they'll still be able to locate you because our promotion covers a 50-mile radius from there. And that covers the cities that you're asking me. I mean, I just looked that up, right? That particular city, unless you wanted to change the address, you know, and change the address to a different zip code, then we can change the address there. I mean, doesn't really, I mean, we're not sending you any correspondence, I mean, you know, but It's the same thing if we list the address and we just do a mile radius of 50 miles. I mean, it's about an hour and a half drive from where you're at. So you're not going to be limited to Colesburg. I mean, you're not going to get business if we just list you in Colesburg. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just imagining, you know, if you're down the road, I'm not going to come up at all. Because you said it's my zip code.
No. That's just the position that we have to list you in, but we're going to promote you out of 50-mile radius from there. Like I said, it would do you no good if we're only placing you in Colesburg. Then, you know, like you said, it's such a small town. I mean, you probably wouldn't even need Google to be promoted just in Colesburg. I mean, it's such a small town that you could probably promote yourself.
Yeah, I'm the only company in the town.
Yeah, I know. I'm reading all the notes, and we discussed that. You're the only company. You know, we did cover the, you know, you're doing residential work. I don't remember if you said you were open to commercial or not, because we can also promote you under that.
We don't do commercial currently.
Right. Okay. That's what I remember, but I didn't put it in my notes. I did put residential. Yeah. But again, man, it's a complete different ride, Andrew, once you're on Google, man. You don't, you know, once you see what Google is able to deliver, you know, you're not going to need Angie's, Home Advisor, Apex, 411, all these other third-party vendors. You won't, you know, need them. Go ahead.
I'm listening.
No, like I said, you wouldn't need these guys any longer. I mean, the reality is that the golden ticket, like I told you before, it's being on that first page of Google, being found as one of the top recommended companies, and that's what we'll do, right? And like I said, we'll push that promotion out under a 50-mile radius. You know, we're not going to limit you to just Colesburg. And what's even better, I'll go ahead and get all the names of the cities that you want me to list, and we'll list those as primary cities where, you know, you will also pop up for our clients.
Okay.
Yeah. So here, let me ask you just a few questions. I don't remember if you said if you had taken any pictures of your work in the past or not, Andrew.
Yeah, I got a bunch of pictures.
Okay, perfect. And then what is the website? What's the name of the website? Is it eliteclimatecontrol.com?
EliteClimateControlPGH.com.
Elite Climate Control. PGA, you said?
PGH.
PGH.com. Okay. Peter Grape Henry, PGH, EliteClimateControl.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a Facebook page set up for Elite Climate Control yet?
No,
okay. Don't worry, we'll help you with that.
The one I set up got hacked.
Hacked, okay.
And then,
no worries.
Then Facebook took my access away.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Let's see, give me a second here. I mean, how's your day going? I mean, aside from everything else, brother.
Well, we just finished up the house right before you called me. We just finished up the house we're working on. A new construction house.
Oh, you're working? Okay. Gotcha.
We just finished it up right before you called me.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. Let me see something here. Okay. All right, here we go. 23. Okay. And what is your last name, Andrew?
Miller.
Okay.
M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yeah. Do you have an email address, sir?
Andrew.elitec @gmail.com.
Andrew.elite. I'm sorry, I lost you after elite.
Season cat. Wait.
@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew.elitecc@gmail.com. Got it. Okay. That 724 number where I'm calling you from, what is this? 724-986-4566. Is that a good number we can list on Google where the clients can reach you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do know I'm on Google already.
Yeah, we discussed that. You're on there. You know, as far as the keywords and all of that, that's what we had discussed last time. Do you have a physical address, Andrew? Because I'm showing a P.O. box.
Yeah, I mean, I have a physical address, but it's just my house. I don't really want customers knowing where my house is.
No, we will not list that. That's not going to be listed whatsoever. That's just if we ever have to send correspondence or, we list it on our end.
Yeah, if you want to mail me something, it's at P.O. Box 33.
P.O. Box, yeah, Polkberg 15324. Okay, we'll leave that on there. No worries.
Yeah. We don't get mail to the physical address. We have to go to the office.
P.O. Box. Okay, gotcha. Okay. And then what days and what hours that you wanted to show on Google that you're available to take calls from?
I would say 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Perfect. 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 5 p.m. Are you taking calls on the weekends or you don't work Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know how you want to word that, but we do, you know, after hour calls, it's extra money for us to come out, you know.
Right, it makes sense, extra money, right? I mean, would it be under, like, emergency services Saturday?
Yeah,
Sunday?
Maybe put it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Emergency service, yep.
All right. Yeah, because people know once it's emergency services that there's going to be additional charges added to that. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And, Andrew, I have to ask, Mr. Miller, are you currently licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the question. We just have to verify. Okay, perfect. All right. 50 miles out. Okay, perfect. And Saturday. Okay, Monday, which will be 9/9/24. You'll get a call from our IT guys. Right? Those are the guys that are going to put you on that first page of Google, work with the website that you have to put it on Google, do the content for the Facebook, the Apple, they do all the back-end work. What time on Monday do you have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare to speak to our IT guys?
What's the latest I can get them to call me?
The latest is 6 p.m.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, stand by. Perfect. And then now I need a security question for the account. This is if you ever call us or we call you, we need to verify it's you on the line. So there's three questions. You can choose one of these, and then that'll go as the security question for the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
Foster.
Just as it sounds, F-O-S-T-E-R?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And then you have access to the email address you provided because I'm going to send confirmation there, which is andrew.elitecc, charliecharlie@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. Oh, okay. You know what? I've seen that the original time that we had spoken, I was wondering why this pop up. It's something on my end. Let me fix it right quick. It was a setup fee of $99, but the last one I spoke to you yesterday, I didn't. I'll just remove it. Give me a second. All right, so I went ahead and removed that since I didn't mention that to you yesterday when we spoke. So the $249, Andrew, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
MasterCard.
Okay, give me a second. Let me change that to MasterCard. Is billing address also that P.O. Box 33 that shows on the for the card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Go ahead when you're ready, sir.
Bob 147.
Okay.
2710.
Okay.
1608.
Okay.
2521.
2521. Okay. Expiration.
July 2027,
and then there's something called a security code, which is going to be the last three digits behind that card.
309.
Okay, stand by for me for the 1 second here. Let me verify that this is a valid card. 1 second, please. The card also reads Andrew Miller, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, stand by, sir. And again, I went ahead and waived the $99 setup charge for you. I see that we had agreed upon it the first time, which was a month ago, but I was wondering why it wouldn't let me proceed, but I removed it. Just give me 1 second. Okay, and then lastly, I just had to read our disclosure to you, and then we'll wrap it up here. So I just need you for about 2 or 3 more minutes. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Mr. Miller. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there is anything you don't understand, please ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do so. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and it also will outline the service agreement you'll receive with Local Splash, and of course, it works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that everything is correct, Andrew, can you please state the name of the company?
Elite Climate Control.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Andrew Miller, I'm the owner.
Thank you very much, sir. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of Elite Climate Control?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Mr. Miller, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, if you do get calls from anyone that is not us, keep in mind that we will always ask you to verify that security question, which is Foster. You would be the only one that knows that. If you did want to give anyone permission to access your account, make sure you disclose that information to them. Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails, Andrew?
My question is, do you guys agree to be responsive when I call you?
Well,
that was my major beef with Apex.
I'm sorry.
Am I
going
to be able to get a hold of you when I want to talk to you?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't mean to laugh. Please accept my apology for that. I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing at what you said. I have yet to hear anyone say that to me. I got to tell you something. You are not going to have an issue reaching us whatsoever. I can assure you that 100% because I talk to clients all day long that call me. They'll call me direct. or their call, our IT guys or our operations team. It's not one department. I mean, we're a huge company. It's not just one department, but I'm going to give you my personal information and my, you know, personal extension if you want to reach me, and then I can direct you to the correct departments if you need any help. But it is never a challenge to reach us, you know. So to answer your question.
Yeah, I need all the phone numbers to get a hold of people, including
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I don't even know, like, some random guy calls me asking for money, and I don't even know who you are.
Well, Mr. Miller, here, let me send you this. I'm definitely not a random guy asking for $240-some. I think if I was a random guy, I'd probably ask for a lot more than that.
I never met you, so you are random.
Well,
and I didn't call you. You called me.
Must be a treat to work with you, sir. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to hold you guys accountable or this is all going to end.
That's the only way we're going to be able to keep a long-term relationship with you. I mean, that's the bottom line. Okay.
I don't think you understand what I went through with Apex. It was ridiculous.
You know what? I don't understand because I have no idea what you went through with them, but I'll tell you, you know, there's a reason why they have the reviews that they do, you know. And again, I'm not going to tell you that we're the best company in the world and that we have the best reviews in the entire world because I'll be pulling your leg. But I got to tell you this. When you look at our reviews and you see what we do, most of our clients are very content and they stick with us for many years. See, we're not working with anyone under a contract. I mean, the customers that are with us, they stay with us because, you know, customers stick to what works, Mr. Miller, and that's the bottom line. If we're able to give you results, there's no reason for us parting ways with you. And our ultimate goal is to have a long-term relationship with the Elite Climate Control. Okay? I just text over to you our company, our name. I text to you my personal number, which is my company number, obviously, and my extension. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Your payment for the initial term setup is going to be reduced to $249. It was supposed to be $348, but I went ahead and did that courtesy waiver of the $99. So it will be processed today, September 6th, for only $249. When that is completed, the secondary payment is not due until October 6th, which is 30 days from now. Okay, and it will renew for the same amount, $249. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Mr. Miller, and you preserve the right to cancel this service at any time if you're not satisfied with what we're doing. Okay? We simply ask you that if you did want to ever cancel, to give us a call to that 877 number. It's the same number I just texted you from, 635-6225, and speak to one of our agents. Okay?
Okay.
If you did want to cancel, all we do ask you is to give us a call prior to the 6th, because that's your renewal date, the 6th of every month. So if you wanted to cancel, just give us a call before the 6th, okay? And then lastly, do you agree to our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract, it's a month-to-month service, and that you have the right to cancel your service at any time if you're not satisfied?
Are you guys going to let me cancel if I'm up those ones?
Sir, we're...
I tried to cancel Apex, dude, all of August, and I could not get a hold of them. They wouldn't answer the phone. The salesman kept setting up appointments with me, and then he would ghost me.
Well,
wouldn't call me on our set scheduled appointments to talk.
Yeah. Well,
and then next thing you know, I get billed again. I said, dude, I was trying to cancel a month ago.
I'm going to speak to you very straight, Andrew, and I don't mean any disrespect, but here, you're not comparing apples to apples, man. I mean, we work, again, under straight Google guidelines. I mean, we have no problem answering you. If you wanted to terminate your service, we're not going to dodge you over $240-some bucks. I promise you that. You know, I mean, we hold thousands and thousands of customers nationwide. So to put you at ease, absolutely. If you ever wanted to call us, we're going to answer the phone. You know, we're going to be there to take your call. You know, I mean, you can always try to call us. You want to call and have a conversation, we'll be about whatever it is. As long as I'm not busy, I don't mind, just to prove a point that we will pick up the phone when you call. and there's no cancellation charge attached to this. If you ever wanted to term the service, you are more than welcome to do so. We're not going to have our reputation stained because we don't answer the phone. We don't want you to go on Google or and say, hey, this company's a bunch of baloney. They don't answer their phone calls. They don't want to cancel me. I mean, it's not worth the, you know, we just don't work like Apex, Andrew. That's the bottom line, okay? I mean, you'll see, you know. So, I mean, I can tell you all I want. I mean, you have to see it yourself. But we work nothing like Apex, brother. Okay? You will be receiving some email shortly. You're going to receive an email welcoming you to the company. The first email is going to say, welcome to Local Splash. You're going to get another email that's going to say, this is your invoice. You can get a copy of your receipt. On that email, when you open that up, there's going to be a link that says terms and conditions. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that says terms of experience. It's going to have your phone number, and there's going to be two little boxes. The first box says that you allow us to call you or text you when it's necessary. And the secondary box says that you accept our terms and conditions, which is that this is not a contract and that you can terminate the service at any time without any penalties. Okay. Right under that is going to have your name, Andrew Miller. And then there's going to be a box where you got to type in your name. Once you do that, you hit submit. What that does, it sends that confirmation over to our IT guys. So when our guys call you, we scheduled it out for, let's see here, 6 p.m. Monday. That's one of the first things they're going to ask you, Mr. Miller. Hey, did you complete the terms and conditions? If for whatever reason you didn't get to it, Andrew, don't worry about it. Not a big deal. They will walk you through it over the phone. It's pretty simple. But if you didn't get to it, again, our IT guys from the operations team will walk you through it and help you get that filled in. I do want to be the first one, Mr. Miller, to welcome you to the family here at Local Splash. Again, we look forward of having a long-term relationship with Elite Climate Control and to show you a much more brighter experience, because obviously you still have quite a bit of a sour taste in your mouth because of Apex. And we,
I'm fired up, man.
No, I can hear it. I mean, your questions and comments are, you know, it's part of my job, brother. So I'm not upset one bit. You know, I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes you get, you know, screwed up by a company or they just don't deliver on what they tell you and you feel like every other company is going to do the same. And it's not the case, man. You know, it's like,
I get 30 of these phone calls every day saying, hey, your Google listing needs help.
Well,
I can't tell you how many numbers I've blocked.
I can't. I mean, I'm not discrediting that one bit. I actually believe you, right? The only good thing that works for you now is, hey, guys, I don't need any of this. I already have somebody working on it. I'm paying them $250. I'm going to try them out for, you know, whatever time you want to try out, 2-3 months, whatever you want. And if they work, I mean, like I said, you're going to stick with us. And that's the bottom line. I mean, we're not in it for a short term. If that was the case, I mean, we'd just be wasting our time, you know, charging people $240 and then just, okay, absolutely not, Mr. Miller. Again, do me a favor.
Give them enough people, it could be a good scam. You did that to thousands of people, $240 a piece.
Well,
money in the end.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, but I don't think we would be in business for 20 years if we were into that. I mean, I think at some point, you know, we would have been, you know, the word would have got around, hey, man, these guys are a bunch of phonies, right? I mean, we wouldn't have, I mean, there's no way we would have, you know, over 1,000 reviews of people saying, hey, man, these guys are great. You know, I mean, people don't lie. You know, the customers are blunt, you know, I mean, just like yourself, I'm sure, you know, customers are straightforward, man. I mean, you can't pay somebody enough to try to, you know, lie for you. You know, customers like, no, man, that company is not very good or that company sucks or whatever the case is. Excuse my language. But again, Mr. Miller, thank you for giving us a shot, you know, and I know that, you know, you've had a bad experience. I appreciate you, you know, giving us 1% of your trust and, you know, we'll definitely work on gaining that 99%, brother.
All right.
Okay. All right, Mr. Miller, please do me a favor. I'm going to send you an invitation as well. I'm going to work on that email. When you get a chance, check your emails for that appointment at 6 p.m. on Monday. Put a little memo or maybe a little reminder for you not to miss that phone call on Monday with our operations team. I only say that because if for whatever reason you miss it, we would have to, you know, reschedule it, and sometimes it's a pain in the butt because we'll have to reschedule it for a day or two out, and, you know, I don't want to have, you know, us continuously calling you over and over again. So if you could, just please try to make sure you pick up that call. It's going to be 6 p.m. Monday, September 9th.
Okay.
Okay. All right, again, Mr. Miller, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you on Monday. I hope and I ask that you be just a little bit nicer to the agent and give us an opportunity, you know, to show you what we can do, brother.
Oh, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, buddy.
I know you're not.
Some random guy from California calls me looking for my money, so I never met you.
That's but absolutely
I'll
absolutely
give you a chance
correct.
To see what you can do.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. And I got to tell you, man, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Talk to you.
All right,
talk
man. Have a good night.
Talk to you on Monday, bud. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.